Florida's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson spoke at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg this afternoon. The Democratic National Committee has taken away the delegates of Michigan and Florida for violating the party's rules by moving up the date of their primary elections ahead of February 5th. Nelson is also worried about the possibility that the party will not seat the delegations of these two large states if the race is so close going into the convention that those states could decide who is nominated. But Nelson said he doesn't think that either of those two potential train wrecks will occur.
It is appearing that by the time of June, if not before, there will be emerging a winner. And therefore, all of this train wreck will be avoided, the unity will be brought, and the focus will become November the 4th instead of these petty party fights that have been going on.
Senator Barack Obama could be that clear frontrunner. Obama has won the last 11 nominating contests in a row. Many people are saying that unless Senator Hillary Clinton wins the Texas and Ohio primaries on March 4th, it will be nearly impossible for her to catch Obama in pledged delegates. Nelson was asked whether Obama was trying to lobby Florida's superdelegates, such as Representative Kathy Castor, who endorsed Obama this week.
Well, if I were Hillary or Barack and I were running for president, I would be trying to recruit every vote I could get.
On Thursday, a New York Times article alleged that Senator John McCain used his influence on the Senate Commerce Committee to help a lobbyist friend. Nelson was asked whether McCain, who is likely to be the Republican nominee for president, was a hypocrite or had political integrity.
I think all three senators who I count as personal friends, all three are people of great integrity and great public servants. I feel that very sincerely, and I know each of them personally. I personally tried to get John McCain to run as vice president with John Kerry 4 years ago, and that was not to be. I get along very well with John McCain. John McCain, Democratic senators get along better with McCain than do Republican senators.
Earlier this week, Pakistanis went to the polls and the party of President Pervez Musharraf came in third place. The opposition parties that finished first and second have agreed to form a coalition government, which could mean that the U.S. ally Musharraf will lose power.
And there's no two ways about it. Musharraf is our guy. And Musharraf became our guy on September the 12th, 2001, when we explained the facts of life to him. Either you're with them or you're with us. After they brought down the World Trade Center. And he cast his lot with us, and although we don't get everything we want, at least we have had a good relationship.
Nelson, who voted to give President Bush the authority to invade Iraq, said that if he were president, he would begin a gradual withdrawal of American troops from the country.
But there are plenty of assets. You can't all of a sudden yank our troops out. I mean, logistically, you can't do that. And you've got all the American interest of the troops that are there as you're pulling out that you have to protect, plus you have to protect all the American personnel that are there. We've got the largest embassy in the world that we are building is right there in Baghdad. Now, if I were president, what I would do is start the gradual withdrawal, but recognizing that Iraq is not going to be stabilized until the Shiites and the Sunnis can get it together.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting will feature all three candidates vying for the State House District 55 seat in the special election to replace Frank Peterman Jr. For a list of all upcoming Suncoast Tiger Bay Club lectures, visit tigerbay.org. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.